Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Night, first thing in the morning, last thing before you go to bed, you're missing the power of life. And death is in your tongue. You start speaking life into your business, folks. Remember, start with that daily confession. Move into your personal prayer. Ask for what it is you want. For we receive not because we ask not. Ask God for what it is you want, and then believe that it is on its way. That is important. And then move into your deep creative thinking. Start imagining what's going on in your business. Just sit there and think about what you would like to happen in your business. Just think about it. How does it play out? What's going to happen next? And then what happens? And then what happens? And 10 years from now, what is your life like? Start thinking about where you're going and what's going to happen. You don't even realize it, but by doing this creative thinking, you are already creating the future. You have to see it in your mind before you see it with your eye. And then move into your quiet time. Quiet. Where you're listening. And you're receiving. You've done the prayer. You've done the asking. Now it's time to receive. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll begin each morning with this simple routine, this is a new habit we're trying to teach you. People want to know what to say. Or what to say is not as important as spending this quiet time and speaking life into your business and seeing what's going to happen before you happen. You know, folks, as we think about it, if I were to ask you, what does a police officer do? I bet you know what a police officer does. I bet you know what a school teacher does. I bet you know what a doctor does, an attorney does. But what does a networker do? See, I think sometimes people don't know what it is that a professional networker does. Now, let me just make clear this up. A professional networker is someone that networks and earns money from it. That's what makes a pro. A pro is a person that receives money, and an amateur does it for fun. Now, there's a difference here. We're doing this for our family. But I want to talk a little bit about a day in the life of a network marketer. Now, keep in mind, if you go to theharvestisplenty.net and look right there on the table of contents on the home page, you see where it says CD series. To get the full teaching of a day in the life of a networker, how to work all three markets at once, go to that website, theharvestisplenty.net, click on CD series, and if you'll buy 5 CDs, we'll give you 5 CDs for free. So think about this, folks. You're receiving 5 CDs for free, 10 CDs in all. And one of them is called A Day in the Life of a Network Marketer. I want to just kind of give a little bit of a glimpse of what that's about, how to work all three markets at once. Let's identify what the markets are. First, you have your warm market. These are people that when you woke up this morning, you already knew, or people who knew you. That's your warm market. It's important if you'll go to the 24-hour hotline. That's 512-404-1250. Again, 512-404-1250, and press 4. You'll get started orientation session, which will teach you how to develop your warm market list, how to grade that list and with our special grading scale and see who qualifies, because sometimes the people that you think would be good for this business don't actually come out as good when you put them to our grading scale. So make sure that you know the warm market are people that you know. Now the cold market, well, those are people that you did not know this morning when you woke up. These are people you're going to bump into, you're going to meet, you're going to have a conversation, stand next to you at the grocery store, stand next to you at Blockbuster, and you never know who you're standing next to. You never know the people that you bump into. You don't know who they know. You never know. That's your cold market. And then we have the often forgotten referral market. These are people that know people who you're looking for. They know who they are. They can refer someone to you that's looking for what you have. So you have your warm market, you have your cold market, and you have your referral market. So how do you work all three markets at once? Well, let me tell you. First thing you do is you start with your warm market list. You start thinking of people that you know, people that you grew up with, people that you go to church with, people that you worked with at your current job, people that you used to work with, people that you know. People, think about that. Who'd you grow up with, folks? Who are the people in your neighborhood? Think about people that you know. That who's your cleaners? Who's your doctor? Who's your barber? Who's your hair care professional? Who does your nails? Start thinking of people that you know, people whose business you patronize. Think about this, folks. These are your warm market people. Superstar director Kimberly Perry always says, if you're not contacting at least 10 people from your warm market per day, she says you're not even trying. All of us, statistically speaking, know a minimum of 2,000 people. But it's hard to think of all those 2,000 people. Now, if you want to get the full scale of how to do this, how to develop your warm market list, call the hotline 512-404-1250 and press 4. It'll teach you how to develop this warm market list. If you want to see it in writing, go to theharvestis20.net, click on training, and then click, I just joined, now what? And follow those prompts. And it'll teach you how to develop your warm market list, how to double your list, how to grade your list. It's all right there for you. And next, we're going to talk a little bit about the cold market. These are people that you're going to bump into and meet as you go and live your life. And you need to have something to give them. So here's what I suggest. Here's what I do. I don't really go around and pass out business cards because I believe people will clean their teeth with the business card or put it in their car or put it in their back pocket and forget it. I think people just collect business cards and they don't use them. They don't save them. But if you go to theharvestisplenty.net and look under over to the right on the training page where it says 90-day blitz, you'll see where it says flyer. A recruiting flyer. Now, I've put this flyer together, and this is the flyer that we've worked with over the years. We've had a numerous number of flyers, but this is the one that makes people call. When you read that flyer, you can't tell what it is. You have to call to find out more information. What I do is I print that flyer up, and I have it set up where you can go in there and put your phone number in there, your name in there. But I have this flyer set up where you can adjust it and customize it to you. But I'm asking you, print the flyer out on colored paper. That's important. Colored paper. This way, as you hand someone the flyer and say, well, here's my number, give me a call, they're looking at the advertisement. They'll put that in their purse. They'll put that in their briefcase. They'll say, okay, thank you. And then later on, when they look at it, it's still advertising. It's bigger than a business card. They'll remember who you are. I like to use the flyers like a business card. Now, keep in mind, here's how you begin your day. You begin your day with the method that I taught you, that beginning habit, that the daily confession, the prayer, the thinking, the meditation. You begin every day with that. You begin to plan out your day mentally. You see it. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make a point to go places and put your flyer up. Now, keep this in mind. I print out a minimum of 30 flyers every day, and I leave my home every day with my 30 colored flyers. And I'll know that if I can put that flyer up in a takeout restaurant or over in the cleaners, and I like to put the flyer up where people have to wait to pay money. You go to a donut shop. You're standing in line to get your donuts. You're waiting to pay your money. And you look over, and there's my flyer. Travel. Have fun. Make money. Guaranteed. Executive income. Work from home. Free insurance. Call. You don't know what that is. They don't know what that is. They got to call to find out. So I like to post my flyer up. My favorite place to post my flyers are at the gas station. It's at that moment at the gas station. They're thinking, boy, the price of gas is so high. And they look over, and there's the solution. there's my flyer. So I begin in the morning. You have to leave your house if you are a networker. You can't network from home. You leave your house, and you go to the gas station, get some gas, carry your tax and your tape, and you post your flyers up. You go to the office supply store. You walk into all the copy machines and place your flyer face down in the copier and just leave it there. A new person will walk up, open that up and say, oh, look, somebody left their copy here. They'll take the copy you put in out. They'll put their copies in to make their copies, press the machine, and while their copies are running, what are they looking at? Your flyer. See, this is so important. Make sure that you're going somewhere early in the morning, a donut shop, a Starbucks, a gas station, a cleaner's, a barber shop, a nail salon, and just ask people, do you mind if I put up a flyer here? And if you want to, you can give them a vacation voucher just for doing that, but you're getting your flyer up there. Meanwhile, you're contacting people when you're going to and from your warm market and seeing who would like to take a look at how to improve their income, have free insurance without interfering with their schedule. All you're trying to find out is who is willing to take a look. I send those people that are willing to the harvestedpudding.net, see if they can spend just 20 minutes to see the whole snapshot, and I'll call them tonight. But you're always looking for who is willing to take a look. It's a simple step. We all know the more they look, the more they like it. The more they like it, the more they join. The more they join, the more money you make. So the key is getting people to take a look. So you're contacting people from your warm market, seeing who's willing to take a look. Meanwhile, you swing by over here to one of those fancy car washes, and you run your car through. Meanwhile, can you post up your flyer? And then while you're standing there at the donut shop or the car wash or the Starbucks or the gas station, you're bumping into sharp people. Hey, you sure look sharp. You must have just got back from a vacation. And they'll start saying, oh, no, we're looking for – it's funny you should say that. Let me give you one of these. Out comes your colorful flyer. It's got your name on it. Hey, if you go here, take 20 minutes and look at this, you'll see how you can make $1,000 next week. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the ability to look everybody in the eye and promise them that they will make money guaranteed because we have a minimum income guarantee. You know, it's not the time to explain how it works. It's just important for us to do that. And, folks, as you're meeting people, business people, real estate people, small business owners, you're asking them if they know anyone that would like to stay home, earn at least $10,000 a month, and have free insurance. Do you know anyone like that? And now you're asking for their referral. But what I found is they start saying, doing what? Now, they're not asking for their friends. They're asking for them. But you went the roundabout way of saying, do you know anyone? Maybe you can help me. Do you know anyone that would like to make an extra $300 a week? Do you know any stay-at-home moms that would like to earn an extra $2,000 a week, an extra $5,000 a month, whatever it is? But do you know any ladies that would like to be a stay-at-home mom and double their income? Do you know anyone who? See, that's the referral market. Do you know anyone who? Folks, you can work all three of these markets at the same time. Just think, we all pull together for the harvest is plenty time. What if, folks, you contacted 3 to 5 to 15, whatever the number is, people and said, hey, I've got something you absolutely have to hear, and it's starting right now. Do you have a few minutes? Yeah. Hold on just a second. Call that 512 hotline and press 2 and then click them in, and the conference call is starting whenever you want it to start. Folks, we have the tools right here. It's just important for us to continue moving on, continue to push further, continue to go and give your very best. I've done a lot of talking on this call. I want to pause for a second, bring on my partner in crime, everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about third-level director, multiple President's Club ring win, big-time bonus earning. I'm speaking of Mr. Roland Arturas. Good morning, Roland. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, we're one person away from our breakthrough. The only problem is that we don't know how they're going to look. We have to expose. They're not going to have superstar stud on their forehead, so they're right there in front of them. You just have to expose and don't pass it up. You don't know how they're going to look. James, I wish I could see that superstar coming. But you know what? We cannot pass up on our superstar. That person that you should have spoke to and you didn't mention anything, or you didn't give out a flyer, or you didn't become a conversation specialist, that person was just James Pruitt or Rick Ricketts. We can't pass up on our superstar because you never know how they look. James, I think back on the business that we have and me being in the business for 3 years, and I never knew, you know, that Rolanda would do what she did. You know, I never knew, you know, that Arthur Gatlin, you know, had, you know, knew the people that he knew. I didn't know that. I just was sharing the opportunity. I didn't know that Fabian Martinez, who came into the business and wound up quitting, you know, for a whole year and came back and brought 750 people with him. I don't know, James. You know what, James? People think sometimes that it's all about us, James, that we're so good, you know, that we generate all these people. But we really don't, James. We just... God just attracts us to the people who really do all the work, you know, and they bring in the numbers, and they find people that bring on the numbers. You're not creating the whole 10,000 or the 5,000 or the 500 for directorship. You're just finding one who's going to bring you someone. You're finding someone else who's going to bring you someone, but you never know if you pass them up. See, James, I know oftentimes when I walk to the gas station and I see a superstar and I see them on, you know, looking at their watch and, you know, and on the phone, you know, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to expose the business. I pass them up, you know. And I get home and I'm like, man, why am I not where I'm supposed to be? Why am I not where I'm supposed to be? Well, how many people are you passing up? James, we're one person away from our breakthrough, James.
We're one recruit away from an explosion, Roland. You're right. You never know who it's going to be. But see, Roland, I believe if we spend that time in the morning and we get a clear visual of where we're going, Roland, I just think if we do that, then we start recognizing those people when we see them. Ah, look at there. There's a sharp Spanish guy. I've been thinking about a sharp Spanish guy, and there's one right there. Ooh, look. There's an older lady I've been thinking about, an older lady that's real connected to. Ooh, look, there's a sharp college student I've been thinking about. See, Roland, we're not doing the thinking. We're getting up in the morning and getting ready for this call. But if you can get up early, spend time with your creator on where he's taking you. That's who we're following. We're following he that put the desire in you, the reason you have the desire for a better life. He put it there. See, everybody doesn't have that desire. Some folks are content with what somebody will give them. This is a society of people that feel like they have rights to be given something. But the people on this call, we make things happen. We create our own future. We follow where he is leading us. Roland, you're exactly right. You never know. Here you are, Roland. Referred the business to Reverend Arthur Gatlin, a gentleman you all went to church with. You all came up through the ministry together. You just told him about it. He said, man, I can have some folks over my house. He had a whole house full of people, Roland. It was about 40 people there. But all I can remember who came aboard was the founders of the Star Team. And look at how many they brought. Why, Roland? Because you referred it to your good friend, Reverend Arthur Gatlin. Look at Carrie Ann Riley. This is a lady, Roland, who's not a director, who's never earned a $10,000 bonus. But when she looks down at her finger, there's that President's Club sapphire ring. See, Roland, we have the ability to do what we want to happen. But the problem is, we get nervous and we get scared. That's when you know you're on your way. That's when you know you're going down the right path, when you get nervous. Uh-oh, so you're breaking into something new. Roland, fear is nothing but false evidence that appears real. Roland, we're one step away from a breakthrough. So here's what I want to say to you. You follow that little voice inside of you that says, ooh, I should talk to her. Don't get scared. Just walk up and say something. Hi, pair of compliment. How are you today, ma'am? You sure do look sharp. Let me give you one of these. It doesn't really matter what you say, Roland, as long as you will put your foot forward, exercise your dominion, exercise your authority, step forward to where you are going. Ladies and gentlemen, the path of success is calling you. It's the journey that I want you to get used to. The journey. Enjoy the journey. Don't just wake up and get there to the destination. It's the journey that creates success. Roland, I look at you. Sometime I talk to you, Roland, and you're nervous about this. James, I don't know how to host a plenitime. James, I don't know how to do a conference call. And I say, Roland, we're just going to do it. And you say, okay. And you just do it anyway. You still feel the fear, Roland, but you do it anyway. How do you do that? How do you do that, Roland?
Well, James, I really know that it's the God in me, James. And, you know, and that's what he does, man. He puts you out, you know, on that ledge, and you say, take another step, and you just got to trust that he has your back. You just got to trust that he's not going to let you fall. You just got to trust that he's always been there for me anyway. I mean, when I didn't have, he was there. You know, when I didn't have anyone, he was there. You know, when I couldn't depend on no one, he was there. You know, so I just go on and say, man, listen, God, if you put me here, if you want me to do this, I'm just going to trust you anyway. If you put this business in my hand, I'm just going to trust you anyway. And James, that's what we have to do. We just have to trust him anyway. You know what, James, what I realized is that, you know, failure, you know, doesn't hurt. But, you know, failure, man, right there is a door before you get to success. So you're going to have to go through that door by anticipating fear that you're thinking something might happen. But you got to break through it. You got to break through it because you never know what's on the other side of that door, James. And I just trust the God in me. And I just know that, listen, man, he's not, you know, he's going to fail me. He's not going to forsake me. He's going to always be there for me, man. When you have that belief and when you know that you know that you know that you know, then you can do anything that you put your mind to it, James.
You know, Roland, let me tell you, I really believe the people on this call have right now everything that they need to succeed. You already have it. You already have it. You have the tools here. You got the support team here. You got the founders here. The integrity is here. The ethics are here. Everything you need is here. All you have to do is open your mouth. I've heard it said that a closed mouth won't get fed. Well, feed me. My mouth is open. I'm talking to everybody. What you looking at? How you doing? I'm talking to everybody that will look my way because I'm a magnet. And I pray every morning, Roland, that God put me in front of people whose hearts and minds he has prepared to hear his message that I'm bringing. So if somebody's not hearing or not feeling what I'm talking about, then they're not supposed to be in my business. But I don't know who it is until I start talking to them. And if they're not feeling where I'm coming from, thank you, Lord, for keeping them away from my business. Because I know you're going to bring me those people whose hearts and minds you have prepared for the message that you have put in me that I am bringing. Roland, I believe we talked about the keys. Now, if you want more insight on this type of training, what to say, what to do, go to theharvestisplenty.net. Spend your $49. Get your CD series. I see people selling CD series for $1,000, $500. $49 gets you 10. If you want these calls to be in your car, go purchase the CD series. Roland, I'm excited about where we're going. I got some linen for my birthday, man. I'm going to be on that Harvest is 20 cruise. And when it's full, it's full. And everyone's going to say, ooh, I knew I should have went to that. Let me tell you something. There's going to be some historic things happen on that cruise. And how do you know? Because there's a mandatory director's meeting in Dallas where every director has to be there. Folks, that's called a clue. There's big things happening. Roland, our time is getting away from us. I want to just pause for a second and turn this call over to you, Roland, and let you close out like you do each and every day. Before I do, the founders of the STAR team have a fantastic presentation going on tonight. Point some people to the site. Let them see the presentation. Connect them to that conference call. Ladies and gentlemen, the tools are here. You just got to use it.
You just got to use it. If the tools are here, Roland, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Close it out like you do each and every day, sir. Take it away.
Well, James, I would love to. If we want results, we got to work it out. If we want results, we have to work it out. And L. Cool J, man, he's a little older than L. Cool J, and I just admire his body. I think he has a great body. And I said, but if he can do that, if he can look like that, so can I. So I purchased his workbook, James, and I said, I'm going to do exactly what L. Cool J does so I can get the same result that he has. And, James, when I looked at his workout, his instruction was to get my mind right, you know, to get my eating habits correct, you know, and his workout routine was three sets of quads at 24 reps. You know, two sets of shoulders at 35 reps. You know, three sets, you know, for the biceps at 20 reps. You know, then four sets of abs at 60 to 70 reps. And he said every 2 weeks the workout becomes more and more intense, and it gets harder and it gets more intense. You know, and I've been working out for about several weeks, and you know, my suits are starting to fall off and my body is changing. And Michelle said, "Honey, I'm beginning to see a progress in you." Wow, you know, and you know, and just as Michelle says that, you know, I said, "Well, you're supposed to join me." You know, and for whatever reason she didn't, you know, and I started to make a comment to her. She said, if you say one more word, I'm going to knock you into next week. So, you know, I can't comment on her, you know. So Wendell said, Roland, keep quiet, keep quiet. So I keep quiet. But you know what I think about? I said, James, if we want nice bodies, if we want the big muscles, if we want the healthy lifestyles, are we doing what we're supposed to do? Are we doing what we're supposed to do? You know, and if you go to the workout rooms or to the gyms and you see people working out, you see people doing what they're supposed to do to get the results that they want. You know, we want to get a $10,000 bonus. We want to become a director. We want that free insurance and that guaranteed pay. We want to be like superstar Craig. We want to be like superstar Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough, like Dean Coffin, like Kim Perry. We want to, but are we doing what they're doing? Are we doing the three sets of exposures, three sets of validations, three sets of collective decision? Are we doing our seven sets of conference calls? Are we doing our four sets of travel parties? Are we doing our two sets of weekly meetings? Are we doing our three sets of company events? See, if I just do one rep, when LL Cool J says do 30, will I get the same result? Well, if James says do 30 reps and we just do five, are we going to get the same result? See, we know what to do. We have all the tools, but are we really doing it? You have everything you need to get the job done. So what's holding you back? Let's get out there. Let's work the tools. Let's do what we're supposed to do to get the result that we demand, that we deserve for our family. Guys, let's get out there and work it out. And work it out. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland and Michelle Latouris, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Michelle, come on. Let's go work out, baby. Bye-bye.
Great call once again. Great, great, great call. Great call once again. Great, great. As, you know, Roland closed the call out, I mean, what else is there to say? But if you want the results, as he's saying, you know, if you want the results, you got to work out. And you got to do your numbers. You got to crunch your numbers and just follow the script. That being said, I'm going to get off this call. Again, you know, we share this with our team members so that we can focus on what we need to do as our current upline is getting us to focus on, with the help and assistance of Mr. Myron Golden, how to develop power team factories. So I'm going to go do some work on my power team factory. Peace and blessings. Everybody take care.